We have a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Danny, second by Bill. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Perfect.
We need a roll call.
Need a roll call. Roll call.
Oh, you need a roll call?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Need a roll call.
Mayor Mike?
Yes.
Commissioner Tony Martinez?
Yes.
Mayor Danny?
Yes.
Commissioner Lynn Citrin?
Yes.
Mayor Jouette?
Yes. Richard Lurie standing in.
Commissioner Bill?
Yes.
Mayor Bailey?
Yes.
Commissioner Bruce Adams?
Yes.
Danny Wilson?
Here.
Elaine Geisler?
Yes.
And Zach?
Yes.
And Merlin Rushton?
Yes.
From here on out, would you just kind of refer to me as the Bruce? I should know from Black Panther.
I don't know if I need to be on your roll call, but I am here.
So Ben is here, but we'll be adding you as the new on agenda number 4. Thanks for bringing that up, Ben.
I didn't know if I had to do it after we did it again or not.
Consent agenda. Do we have a motion?
So moves. Second, sir.
Motion, tell me name.
Richard.
Richard. Second by Tony.
Yes.
I'm the.
Yes, you are the.
Oh, milking that for all it's worth. All in favor, say aye.
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 I'll find them.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the minutes of December 14th? Motion by Bill.
Second.
Second by Danny. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. We're down to number 3. Any items pulled for a consent agenda? We'll just. Okay.
Yeah, no, you already approved the consent agenda.
Okay. Number 4. We need to add Ben to the board.
Right.
That's last thing.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Did you make second?
Well, same yes. Time as Bill. Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. Ben, you want to say anything before we vote?
Nope, just that I'm here.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous.
I just want to add, I know I'm standing between you and Crumble Tippings, but...
Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
I do have a question now. Now that I'm approved, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do I get to vote? Do I get to vote on what you guys have for lunch today? Because I heard there were some choices.
I'll mail them to you.
Yeah. Do your pollen. We'll put it in the mail.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows, we added Ben because he's the new economic development director and tourism director for Grand County. And per our bylaws, we have representation.
We're glad to have him. Okay. Jade, exchange update.
So this is the DOE exchange. So just wanted to give a brief update. You know, in the last board meeting, we got some good news, but we're going to really publicly announce it. Now we can publicly announce it. So we do have the grant. I just got all the scope of work, and they call it a statement of effort and an RDA, but they call it a, I don't know, something agreement. I forget what it is.
Real cool.
Yeah. And anyway, we just got that just on Tuesday. So Jerry and I, we've been combing over that and kind of talking about just making sure that we can adhere to the grant agreement. And so we got to get that signed and returned back. There's a couple updates we got to do to that scope of work, but we'll get that returned first part of February, and we'll start moving. And that's that economic impact study for our region on when these power plants shut down, what do we do next? And then we're still in the running for the community's local energy action plan, which again will be identifying, kind of doing a gap analysis on the siting of a nuclear facility in southeastern Utah. And then also we've been in touch with the Department of Energy If you remember back, there was Jamie Hackbarth who worked for the Economic Development Administration. She has since in September left the EDA and now she's working for the Department of Energy. So we've been now back in touch with her. She then put us in touch with another person named Christian, who then put us in touch with another person that I just talked to yesterday about repurposing old coal mines and gas wells. And so just kind of explained our area, kind of our needs. And she's been kind of looking into maybe some other funding. She's with the Department of Interior. So we're slowly, Jerry and I, we're slowly kind of creeping ourselves into that world.
That's awesome.
DOE, DOI.
That's huge. Good deal. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay. You've got the next item, Utah Regional Growth Association update.
Yes, so this not to interrupt, but some of what that will do will also help fund the ideas. Right? If they can get that moving, that would help with the CID funds. So with that, it's
done. Okay, it came in, but what was that? Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I was just saying some of that, refurbishing some of that stuff will then also build additional funds into the CID.
Yeah, and talking with her, so with the Department of Interior, her name was Torin Collins. It was like Lauren, but with a T. That's how she described it to me. And she was like, you know, most of the grants that she has through the Department of Interior for those reclamation grants and the things, it's all state grants and formula grants based upon that, you know, they have the formulas and the state receives X amount of dollars each year. So she was going to reach out to her colleagues to try to push some budget or something, maybe see how we can tap into those formula dollars. So I wish I had more information, but that's as much as I have.
Okay, thank you. Next on the agenda is Jade. He'll do a bear update.
Yes. Well, I'm just realizing did we skip? I think I started talking about, I think I went backwards with Bill's comment. So I think I confused myself. So was your comment in regards to the reclamation of the coal mines or to the Regional Growth Association?
The Regional Growth, but that's fine. Yeah, that's all I've been confused.
No, I'm sorry I got confused because now I understand why you give me that look. Like, why? What are you talking about? It's all the coal.
So,
yes, exactly what you said. So with the Utah Regional Growth Association, that is our goal so that we're not tapping into CIB so much, is that bringing in that private capital.
I was going to jump in, but I'm just going to let you go over here.
You can go ahead. I guess I don't know where I'm going.
So sometimes I jump in when you are going in the direction.
So with that, though, I do have one more update with the Utah Regional Growth Association. We just got word from it's probably been a couple weeks ago, that the 501c4 nonprofit status has been so we're now official. So before we were officials, the IRS just does that thing where they're like, you can act as a nonprofit until we tell you you're not. But now we finally got that final thumbs up. So excited there. Now, bear update. Last board meeting, I updated you all on that we are working on a sales tax announcement project, a leakage report.
Right.
So that'll be Department of Emery Grant in San Juan County. Right. Bear is sponsored by Department of Emery County, and then CERTA will answer grant in San Juan County. And so I've been in talk with the Utah Tax Commission, and they will have 2023 data until probably after the first quarter of 2024. So I'm thinking probably March, April, I'll start that process. So I'll be coming to all your commission meetings because you'll have to request that data, have an authorized representative request that data, which would be the board or the commission chair. And with that, I'm again sorry that I didn't know what I was talking about.
We believed every word you said.
As always.
Do you remind me what BEAR stands for?
So BEAR is the Business Expansion and Retention. So BEAR was started, I don't even know, years, yeah, No, it's been longer than 20 that.
Years,
20 years ago?
15, 20 years.
Oh. And so it was started here locally in Carbon-Denman County. They started it, and then they took it to the state. It said, you should support us. So the state then had a bear program, and they would actually fund bears. So there was, like, different bears, like, down in, like, San Juan County. Sure. And Grant County had a bear group. And I don't know if they necessarily called themselves a bear group, but then it was monies that then a bear group could apply for bear funding to help support it. And then when Senator Sandler got rid of all the rural incentives or the rural grant programs and wrapped it all into the group, what we know now as the rural family grant program, which is a really good thing for our communities, unfortunately, bear went away. It was one of those programs that got that. But Carbon-Denman County has kept theirs because they had some funds since they kind of started bear, you know, 20 years ago. So they had to put up funds that will get where they're going without the state support. But like Carbon County just gave the Bear Group a rural county grant program. UBC Utah's given us a grant. So we're slowly kind of getting out there. And unfortunately, it is just a Carbon-Denman County focus. However, with us being a part of it, we try again to put it in any way that we can. Granted, San Juan, that's why Bear will sponsor the sales tax we get for Court for Carbon-Denman County, but then we're going to sponsor Granted San Juan. But so we all do it together.
Dave, good job. Good motion to adjourn you, Ben.
Motion.
Motion by Michael, second by Tony. Right, Tony?
Yes, better than say there are things on the building.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.